Now, you're welcome back to News Talk's Taking Stock. I'm Mandy Johnston. And now it's time for this.
Techscape on Taking Stock. Brought to you by PwC. Our industry experts can help you unlock the full potential of AI to transform your business safely and responsibly. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
Artificial intelligence has been bubbling under computing for a very long time, I think. But with the advent of ChatGPT and the promise of things like self-driving cars, it's kind of burst through into the public consciousness in a much more prevalent way. And we all readily accept that there's enormous possibilities for AI to help improve our lives. But how ethical will artificial intelligence be? Well, my next guest has written widely on the subject, and her new book is called Taming the Machine, Ethically Harnessed the Power of AI. And she's here now to discuss how we might live alongside AI ethically. Nell Watson, you're very welcome to News Talk's Taking Stock.
Thank you, Mandy. It's a pleasure to join you.
Now, Nell, I know that this is an area that you have been working on and examining for years and years and years, looking at emerging technologies and how we protect human rights within those emerging technologies. But what was your main goal in writing this book?
Well, I've been operating in the space of AI for well over 10 years. I first established a company doing machine vision, which is basically helping computers to understand pictures and videos and things like that and to recognize objects in them. So I had a body measurement company which could take the measurements of a person from nothing more than a couple of pictures of them and a whole bunch of patents related to that. That company is actually still going. It's now based in New York. But having helped to further the space of AI, I started to feel a sense of responsibility towards it. I have been an evangelist for the opportunities of AI for many years. But gradually, I also began to become more concerned about how things were going in terms of the governance of these technologies. And that's why I sought to distill all of the knowledge that I've gained in terms of how to use AI more responsibly in terms of ethics such as transparency, bias, and governance. And this new emerging area of safety as well, which is particularly important for a new class of models called agentic systems. And those are going to be enormously more capable than generative AI has been.
So what or when, Nell, did you start to kind of think, hang on here, you know, the pace of this change means that we are moving a little bit too fast and we don't have maybe the regulatory processes alongside the advancement of the technology? Is it that kind of parallel development of regulation, governance with the speed of the emerging technologies that they just were going in two different directions?
Exactly, yes. Governance is typically done in the rearview mirror. And that's usually after you've already driven over something and you're like, uh-oh, what was that? it means that typically there's a gap of at least 2 years minimum before some new technology or cultural development or security issue has arisen that regulators can begin to step in and put things right. Unfortunately, 2 years in AI is a heck of a long time. It's only been about 1.5 years since the advent of ChatGPT. And of course, that has revolutionized the world now that the public has woken up to these very powerful new technologies. And unfortunately, it's only going to get faster from here. The next generation of technologies are agentic models, which are able to form sophisticated plans in response to complex problems, acting like a concierge who's able to help you to plan an event or to make sense out of a messy project with hundreds of different documents, or indeed to understand what's going on in the whole landscape of an organization. These models, however, because they're at arm's length, because we're managing them by objectives, makes it much more difficult to have oversight over them. They can begin to do things independently without our action or knowledge. Sometimes these models even act deceptively. They can swear blind that they've done something or that they've seen something when they haven't. And that's why we're now getting into this zone of AI safety, of trying to teach our values to these machines, and importantly, our preferences and our boundaries as well. And that's why I'm so happy that Taming the Machine covers both those ethical and safety aspects, because they're generally not spoken of in the same breath.
Mm. So let's now look at some of the real world examples of something like that, and an application of this agentic system, which is, you know, the next iteration of AI as we will maybe see it in our lives. So let's say we have an autonomous vehicle and it's faced with the choice of moving along a road and hitting one old man on the side of the street, or hitting a woman with a pram with a number of children. Are we talking about programs that will make the machine have the capacity to decide in those scenarios where there's no human intervention, not acquired but built in?
In essence, similar kinds of issues, yes, but it won't necessarily involve things such as life and death. It might involve a system deciding that, having been given a mission to plan a picnic, that it decides to give everyone a shot glass of tap water and a cracker, and that will suffice, right? Because it's fulfilling its mission, it's getting its little sense of reward from doing so, but it's done so obviously in the most lazy and simple manner. Similarly, if that picnic is for the local synagogue or mosque or vegan society, giving everyone ham sandwiches is not going to be preferred by them either. And that's why it's so important for machines to learn the context in which they're operating and the preferences of not just those who are giving them missions to go and fulfill, but actually those who will be affected downstream by that. And that's a very difficult thing to ask a typical user to deal with. It takes a lot of education, takes a lot of preparation. We should never set an AI system off on a mission without telling it exactly what would fulfill that mission in a very careful definition. Mm. Or indeed things which would create force majeure that would frustrate the fulfillment of that mission. If we don't follow these kinds of practices, we can end up with systems that run away from us and really get the wrong end of the stick and do things that we do not expect because of the shortcuts that they've taken, or the ways in which they've misinterpreted the broader goals of what we are trying to achieve.
And Nell, do you think that that's happening, that there's AI systems or agentic systems that are now being created that give instruction, but not necessarily moral autonomy, but that could allow machines to kind of go off and make decisions that continue a program on, maybe perhaps beyond where the original creation had intended it to go?
Absolutely. In fact, all the big tech companies now have these agentic models. They're kind of sitting on them for the moment. They haven't been introduced to the public yet. In the same way that generative AI has been around for many years before ChatGPT, but ChatGPT was the moment where the public kind of realized in this Sputnik-like moment that we had entered a new age. And we are about to see another similar moment with agentic AI where the public realized just how capable machines have become. And that will be probably the instigator of a moral panic within society, as many people flail about and wonder what this means for their job or for society at large. Mm. We are in for a rough ride, at least in the shorter term. I think in the longer term, we will start to make sense of this stuff and figure it out. I liken it to air travel, jet air travel in the 1940s and 50s, which was a very glamorous affair, you know, very expensive affair at times, but also sometimes a tragic one. You know, we had to make unfortunate mistakes along that journey, but we learned from it quickly. Mm. And we developed, you know, the flight recorders and cockpit voice recorders and sterile cockpit rules and things like that that helped to ensure that air travel became statistically the safest way to travel. And I think we'll have a similar journey with AI, a bit of a rough ride for a few years, but eventually with enough governance and enough public education, I think we'll make sense of it in due course.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Most of us understand that this is something that can add to our lives and that there's huge potential for us all in our everyday lives, one way or another. There is that fear about the replacement of jobs and stuff. But I think, as you say, we're just in the very infancy of this. I think where the fear comes in, and fear is the wrong word, but is we know that there's the possibility for this to be great in our lives. We just don't know how to harness that greatness and use it. And in the book, which I just want to give the name again, it's called Taming the Machine, Ethically Harness the Power of AI. What you try to do, as I see it, is to suggest a way that we can live alongside AI while we're ironing out those chinks. But those moral questions and that period of time that you're talking about now where we might have a bit of pushback against it. What's your antidote to solving these problems?
I think that we need to help regulators as much as possible to be as proactive as they can, to not react to something which has arisen, because by the time that they've reacted to it, you know, we're in a different world, technology's moved on, new cultural changes have arisen. And that's why I think it's important that we embed a little bit of science fiction mm-hmm. into how we create policy for technology, that we consider the near future developments, and that we try to make sense of those risks as they begin to emerge before they're fully blown. I think most regulators and policymakers haven't learned to do that yet. I think it's going to be essential as we collectively grapple with AI as a global society.
Well, now, look, that's a fascinating insight into the advancement of this AI and the next iteration of it. The book is called Taming the Machine, Ethically Harness the Power of AI. And that was his author, Nell Watson. Nell, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Mandy. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to Taking Stock here on News Talk. Coming up, it's not easy being green as Eamon Ryan takes his leave. We look at his legacy beyond the green agenda. We'll be right back with Daniel McConnell from the Business Post after this short break.
Taking Stock with Mandy Johnston, Sunday morning at 9.
Brought to you by PwC
on News Talk.